Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity, with any, especially with any dreams that she's having and trials that she's going through, so that she can know your will and be prepared for the times ahead. I ask all these prayers, you Father, send in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, the need to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay, and guiding you through all the trials that you're going to be going through. It's not the work of your own hands, okay? You need to be directed by him, okay? And understanding that as you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution on a larger scale through Bible prophecy and then personally through your own life, okay, because they kind of play out the same way. Talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue and the fourth kingdom, okay, and also shown in Daniel chapter 7 is four beasts, okay, the last beast, and also the book of Revelation, the beast that's there, okay, or the kingdom that's for that beast, okay. So just going to review some scriptures about this kingdom, okay, this last kingdom. And what happens is when this kingdom takes over, there's a massive global shift in the world powers, okay? So it's very relevant to your life, day-to-day life, okay? It's very practical and you need to understand it, okay? Because a lot of times with Bible prophecy, it can become an abstract concept that people like to watch movies about and read books about and talk about. But when it's very real and present and you treat it as what it's meant to be, as given by God, as a light onto your path, it's going to explain to you what you need to do to be ready for very serious changes that are going to come in your own life, okay? So this is Daniel chapter 2. It says, in the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, it shall break in pieces and bruise. So it's a pretty severe kingdom, okay? You have brass, which was a world power, but it's not as dominating, okay, as this last kingdom. This last kingdom is very controlling, okay? And then this is Daniel chapter 7. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns, okay? So it's very different, this last kingdom. It's something that you do need to prepare for, okay? Once again, I mentioned this already, it happens for a portion. You have these legs, the lower legs that are of iron, okay, before it transitions into the beast. So I'm not even talking right now about the rise of the Antichrist. I'm just talking about the kingdom that precedes his appearing, okay? It's something that you need to prepare for, because a lot of people think about, when they think end times prophecy, they think Antichrist. But before that happens, you've got this iron kingdom that shows up for a portion of time before he actually arrives upon the scene, okay? And as I just mentioned in the scriptures, it's a pretty severe kingdom, okay? And then another quality about it, okay, it says he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor. This is Revelation, I'm sorry, chapter 13, starting at verse 16. It says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hands or in their forehead. So this is the beast himself that Revelation's talking about, but the kingdom that's established for him to do this controls everything, okay? It controls property, it controls everything. Like it just says, buy or sell, everything that you have it controls, which is why it's described like that. And I believe this accurately to be described as communism, okay? And I think that's why it's happening so much, and you're hearing all this talk about communism, and communism is on the rise, okay? So we're going to be talking about communism and what you need to know about it spiritually to prepare for it. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son, and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things, and reading her Bible from cover to cover, and when she's done reading it again, being really humble, knowing that she needs you. I ask all these praise for us in Jesus' name. Amen.